Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there had a great weekend and that you're off to a wonderful, wonderful start to the week. Wells cranking some Def Leppard. We bring in Rich Mazingo, president of the Lookouts. Rich, how much Def Leppard did you listen to back in the day?
I got to tell you, man, Def Leppard is one of those I just couldn't do. I just couldn't do any Def Leppard at all.
Well, we love you just the same. All right.
I will take it.
All right. Have you gotten a subscription to OvertimeHeroics.net?
That guy has absolutely made my life miserable for about 72 hours now. It's absolutely horrific. Man, and I'm telling you, he has caused a stir all the way down to minor league baseball, to St. Petersburg, Florida.
And for the background, this Overtime Heroics, which I had never heard of, this Ken Allison wrote this story about contraction and how and named the teams, and it was just the same 42 teams that were mentioned in that New York Times article back in November. He actually got in touch with me. Rich and I talked today. I mean, it's the strangest thing. He thought it was legit, but there's now reports, Rich, I guess, where the Boston Globe reporting that the team in Lowell is going to – another one of the teams that was on the 42, but it looks like they're going to continue to play baseball, thus proving that this original list, like MLB said all along, was inaccurate.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, MLB, the list came out, and then the first thing that we heard from MLB after that was that, you know, we're still planning on contraction, but that list is not an accurate list at this point. So, you know, I don't think anybody knows right now exactly what's going on. I don't think Major League Baseball knows exactly what's going to happen right now. So when you're hearing these stories of this team's going to do this or this team's not going to do this, I think it's all a little bit premature. And once again, when the ink finally dries and Major League Baseball sends down what they want to do, that's when I think we can start believing the stories.
Well, and of course, this Overtime Heroics guy wrote that or at least mentioned in a social media post that we should all know the teams May 1st. And then I guess a member of an Eastern League team that was on that contraction list is like, where are you getting that date? I guess, Rich, one of the most frustrating things, and I'm sure I'm frustrated about it, but it's got to be magnified 20-fold by you, is the fact that you just don't have any kind of dialogue coming from MLB on down as far as what a potential timetable like this could look like, because obviously you've got an entire city that's waiting on pins and needles.
Well, I remember sitting in the studio with you three. I mean, this was probably 5 months ago, and we talked about exactly that. Not only do we not know when this thing's going to happen, we don't know what the target is. We don't know, you know, if Chattanooga did X, Y, and Z, would that get you on the other side of the list? When's this whole thing going to happen? What are the criteria? Who's making these decisions? And really none of that. We don't know any of it at all. And that's you're 100% spot on, David. Well, it's not much unlike the virus either, man. Just tell me, hey, 4 months, everything's going to be normal, and that'll be fine. But we all wake up every morning to a different scenario, it feels like.
And we're not even really getting updates on MLB and MILB. I mean, we just know that they've got representatives meeting, and we just don't. And you've been in this for two decades and then some. Is that kind of par for the course? I mean, when you're talking about whether it's these PBAs or other things they need to get together on, is it tight-lipped and there's no news, I mean, no legitimate news sources quoting anything from it?
Well, you remember when this thing first came out, when it first broke in the New York Times, I guess that's the first place I saw it, was the New York Times. And then everybody, both sides went nuts and had put a ton of stuff out there. And then it was shortly thereafter, they both got together and said, hey, man, we're not going to fight this fight in the press. So, you know, we go through a PBA negotiation every 10 years in the minor leagues. And when those happen, David, it always is very, very quiet. You just don't know what's going on. You kind of expect the thing to roll over. But there's rarely news coming out on a weekly basis on things like that. This one's been even more tight-lipped than that since the original kickoff, since the original story broke. It's been much more tight-lipped than even the PBA negotiations.
And, Rich, I've sitting here asking you contraction questions. I haven't asked you the first coronavirus-related deal, but any kind of time – I mean, that's a total unknown as well, isn't it, as far as when – You know, we had Jason Fryer on a few days ago, and he's like hopeful that the Lookouts can play the second half of the season. Is there any kind of update on that front?
Once again, man, it's the exact same thing. You know, Major League Baseball holds all the cards here. They get to decide what they want to do and what they're not going to do. And until they decide, you know, David, they're not going to send minor leaguers somewhere if the major leaguers aren't playing somewhere. So
Right. We're
just kind of sitting back, watching the major leagues, seeing what they do. You know, I think if the major leagues go out and they say, man, we're going to play the second half of the season only in Arizona and Florida, that's not going to bode well for the Chattanooga Lookouts. But, you know, until Major League Baseball makes a decision on what they're going to do, then we can't for any second expect that we're going to hear something from them.
You're listening to Rich Mazingo, president of the Chattanooga Lookouts. You're listening to Rich here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
My man, if I had to offer that the best overtime in sports was the Ohio State-Miami national championship game, would you offer that the worst offered overtime in sports is overtimeheroics.com?
Well played, Jay Greason. Well played. I would put it way up there. I would absolutely put it way up there. I thought you were going to ask me my favorite overtime. That's absolutely U.S. Open.
Ooh, that's a good one. With Tiger?
On your part.
With Tiger and Rocco?
When you're playing, when you have to, we're not going back to 18 and hopefully hitting a good drive. We're playing 18 more. That's what I think is awesome about the U.S. Open.
Well, it's awesome, but the reverse of that is it doesn't play well on television because they got dang well lucky that Tiger wasn't like 9 shots up after after 14 holes. Yeah, I mean, so and you go accordingly. All right, let me ask you this. In about 3 weeks, I'm going to need to make a phone call, and you're going to have to meet me down there, and we're all going to be masked up in hazmat suits and let my kids spin the 100% profit wheel. Can we do that?
Man, I'm telling you, I'll bring it to your house, man. You stay right there on the mountain, and I'll bring it to your house. That's worth it to me.
All right, you are in a place, and we're all reactionary at this point in time, and David alluded to it, but when you see folks toss out ideas, I mean, as a guy who is responsible for workers as well as wanting for the income, what is the crossover line between health and economics for you and all the ideas you are seeing bandied about?
No, it's health first. It's health first and foremost. And you know, we're looking at, you know, if we don't play a baseball season this year, Jay, we're looking at 19 months in between deposits in our bank account.
Right.
And that's decimating to any business out there. But even with that being said, Jay, what if someone did get sick? What if someone did get sick on our watch and something like that happened? It way outweighs the positive of putting a few dollars in your pocket here or there. The second thing, too, is it's just such an unknown, and I'm kind of glad that we're not stepping back into the pool right this minute. Let some other people get this thing kicked off and see what happens to the curve and see if we're still going the right direction, and then we can look at the possibilities of maybe playing a little baseball.
That said, if we start finding places that are low in the corona rate, I mean, I'm all for like Dodgers Braves up here for like a 5-game series. What do you think?
If we're just that sweet spot, they'd love to play in front of 6,100, wouldn't they?
Hey, socially distanced too. You know what I'm saying?
If we're socially distanced, 6,100, people are going to be on the old Jotty Bridge watch.
I'll be one of those.
You're listening to Rich Mazingo, the president of the Chattanooga Lookouts here on Press Row and ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Rich, I tell you, it is wild. You got to laugh to keep from crying, but Spencer, my 10-year-old, came up to me this weekend saying how much he missed the Lookouts because he loved the food, and it was the same day that Jay had an article in the paper about how his son Lee, how Lookouts games are like in his top 3 or 4 go-to eateries in Chattanooga.
How about that? We've come a long way on that road, haven't we?
Yes. Yes, you have.
Once you start selling bacon on a stick, it all goes through the roof at that point.
Well, you got like the steak sandwich bar down the aisle. You got like chicken fingers and fries.
Yeah.
And you guys have.
Really, I'm telling you, there's great food at that ballpark. Great food at that ballpark.
You need to, whenever this thing gets whole, you need to like punch like some sort of time card and excuse the eateries. Just, I mean, my son would just come up there and get some pizza, walk down there and throw two or three, see how fast he can throw fastballs, and we'll just walk him to the ballpark. He didn't need a seat.
Man, if I could get the greases in for a couple cold Coca-Colas, a couple pieces of pizza, and a spin on the wheel, my day's going to be okay.
Yeah, I'm paying your bonus is what I'm doing.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
All right, Rich, The Last Dance, the Jordan documentary, friend or foe so far?
I haven't seen a minute of it. I have not seen 1 minute of it, and I'm going to. I will watch it all, but I haven't seen 1 minute of it yet.
Are you a guy that watches old baseball games?
No, no, no.
Are you a guy that watches any old sporting event?
I watched way too much the 1989 draft. Or yeah, was it 98 draft or 89? I watched an old draft the other day, and I thought about Jay Greason the whole time.
Well. While I both appreciate and am embarrassed by that remark, I
think you've got it straight then, yeah.
Yeah.
You got both sides of it.
All right, brother. I greatly enjoy chatting with you, and this has been a whole lot of fun. How serious...
Well, I appreciate it every time.
I know. But how serious and how worried about all of this, both in the here and now, and both the hierarching of all these reports and stuff that nobody has an answer for right now. How worried are you, and what do you tell your employees in a moment like this?
You know, I tell our employees that we are absolutely prepared for whatever comes along our direction. And if it's baseball in the second half, we're going to be ready for it. If it's baseball in April of next year, we're going to be ready for it. The Chattanooga Lookouts aren't going away. That side doesn't concern me, Jay. I don't set up at night worrying about that. And the fact is, we've done a really good job preparing our people and our staff. We're unbelievably transparent inside our building about what's going on and what we can and can't expect. And I think our whole front office staff is on the same page. So, is it worrisome? Yes. Is it going to be a long haul, regardless of what happens? It absolutely is. But you know, Jay, we've got great ownership. We've got really good management. We've got really good people inside that building, and we're going to be okay. So I just don't fret it that much.
Well, and I didn't mean to be the Debbie Downer of this whole thing because we were having a great time, but we're all worried about it because it affects all of our walks of life in whatever we do. So I just – and thank you for your honesty, Rich, and always being a friend of the show.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, man, can I do one thing? Can I just give a big shout-out to Nick Chiano being a Houston Texan?
How about that? We had Nick on
that
last hour or at three. He's a hoot.
What a great kid, though, man. What a really, really nice kid. No one's worked that hard, and he's finally getting his just desserts. And I wish him nothing but the best. He is one of my favorite people in Chattanooga.
Well, he's got Deshaun Watson and A.J. McCarron. They've got three national championships between them. So Nick would definitely qualify
right
as the underdog in that situation, but he's made it this far. So yes, he is a good dude.
He's got a chance.
All right,
he's got a chance.
Last question for you, Rich. The next time I call you, do you think it's going to be over the coronavirus or contraction?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's where we are.
That
right
was
now.
So clever. And I mean, if we're going to talk about just desserts, you and I have a similar anti Iron Man build. What's your favorite just dessert?
Oh gosh, you know, I'm an ice cream guy, Jay. I'm an ice cream guy.
I'm all right with that. I'm a banana pudding guy, Rich. I'm a banana pudding guy.
I can't do it. Can't do it. Doesn't look like I can't do it, but I can't do it.
Rich, listen, thank you so much for taking the time. I know this is I know you were like just in NFL draft mode, just minding your own business, and all of a sudden some website we've never heard of, Overtime Heroics, decides to go nuclear.
Well, guys, I appreciate your time, as I always do.
Absolutely. Rich Mazingo, president of the Chattanooga Lookouts, talking all things minor league baseball. 648-1051 is the number. Got the Painter Ready poll question to revisit when Press Row continues here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.